The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, text number 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 7th, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Matprana Rakshanam Ananta Pitur Vadhascha. मन्ने सभित्र ऋषिवाक ऋतं विधातुम् खर्गं प्रदिच्य जजबोचत् असत् विधिषु ताम ईश्वर मदपरो अवततं हरामि. बिफोर Hiranyakashipu was killed by his Lord Sri Nrisimhadev, Prahlad Maharaj never addressed his father as father, Pitur. Now, after his death, he is addressing Pitru, my father. Because before his death, he was demon, everyone knows. But if a demon is killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes liberated. Either demon or anyone. Demons are generally killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They enter into the impersonal Brahma. Therefore, there is a verse, I don't remember exactly now, that the monist and the demons, they go to the same place, impersonal Brahma. And what to speak of devotees. Devotees never enter to that impersonal Brahma. Devotees enter directly in the Vaikuntha planet. Mahaveti. Mahaveti. Krishna says, Sakta Deham Punarjanvanaiti Mahaveti. Jadgatyana Nivartanti Taddhamam Paramam. If you enter the Vaikuntha planet, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, and above them there is the Golok Vrindavan planet, Krishna Loka. So, in either of them, if you enter, then that is not impersonal, personal. Impersonal Brahma is outside, although impersonal Brahma is also spiritual existence, but it is outside the Vaikuntha planet. So the demons and the impersonalists, they cannot enter into the Vaikuntha planet. And because they cannot enter into the Vaikuntha planet, they again fall down. Again fall down in this material world. Arucha kritchena parangapadam tataha patanti adha anadita jasmadangaya. Patanti adha. Adha means in this material world. Those who are impersonalists, they may enter into the Brahma effulgence, arujyakrityena, with severe execution of penance and austerities. The Mayavadis, they perform severe austerities, those who are actually Brahmavadi. Their mode of life is very, very strict and severe also. So, even after severe penances and austerities, one enters into the Brahma effulgence, there is no security. Āruccakṛcchena parang padang tata. Why they come down? Na anādita jusma dangraya. Because they did not get the information about your lotus feet. That means person. When you speak of feet or hand, that means the supreme person. A person. But they do not accept the person. That is their belief. They will never accept that the absolute truth is person. Therefore, they fall down again and again. Bhutya bhutya pradiyata. Prahlad Maharaj says, matprana rakshanam ananta pitur vadhas. The two things are there. When Krishna incarnates, there are two things. What are these? Paritrana sadhanam vilasaya dushkita. Two things. So here, two things have been done. One thing is to save Prahlad Maharaj, paritranaya sadhana. And another thing is, vinashaya duskita, yuge yuge sambhavami. So, actually, vinashaya duskita, it doesn't require the presence of the Supreme Lord. The nature's arrangement is so strong that anyone can be finished within a second. Anyone. There is no need of Krishna's taking so much trouble to come here. But he comes especially for deliverance of the devotee, bhakta-vatsala, and side war to kill the demon. That is not his business. The Maya, the Durga Devi is sufficiently powerful to kill any demon within a second. There is no difficulty. Simply by ordering Maya, all Maya does not wait the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She can understand what the Lord wants, simply little indication, she can kill hundreds and thousands of demons in one stroke. Sisti sthiti pralaya sadhana saptireta chayi vajasya bhavanani vibhati durga. Sisti sthiti pralaya. She can do that. So, it is not the business of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come to take this balaration. But why Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared? He appeared, one thing is that matpranarakharam, this is one business. Another business was this. What is that? The Sabhritya Rishi Bhakka Ritanga Vidhata. Sabhritya Brahma, he is Bhritya, servant of Krishna. So he did something very obnoxious by offering all the benediction to Hiranyakashipu. He was very cunning materialist. First of all, he asked for becoming immortal. But when he learned that there is not possible, then he thought, I am very intelligent diplomat. I can screw out my fulfillment of desire in an indirect way. There are all these people in this material world, they have got a cheating propensity. Out of four deficiencies, one deficiency is cheating. Everyone wants to cheat his fellow man. Man or beast, everyone. Even the dog, cats, they are also. You know the story? The dog wanted to take another flesh from the mouth of another dog, reflection, and he lost both. So, this cheating, this misuse of intelligence is going on, but that is never successful. It will never be successful, because Krishna is always more than you. If you are a cheater, then Krishna can cheat you more than what you know, that Krishna knows. Otherwise, how Krishna can be? God is great. So, if you want to cheat Krishna, he can cheat you more than what you know. So that is not possible. Therefore, this Hiranyakashipu thought himself to be very intelligent and wanted to cheat Krishna and his servant, but he was cheated, actually. Therefore he said, tadavitta rishivakka ritam vidhatum. Rishivakka. Even the devotee or the servant of Krishna says something, even it is wrong, Krishna apologizes. Kaunte aprati janihi name bhakta pranasati. So, even it is wrongly done, still Krishna fulfills, because he thinks that my servant has promised, it must be fulfilled. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, in the previous verse, he has said, tava bhitta pars. To serve the servant of Krishna is better than to serve directly Krishna. Because if the servant of Krishna promises something, if the servant of Krishna says, I will take you to Krishna Loka, you must go. Even Krishna cannot do that. He can, I mean to say, that he does not say very easily. But if a servant, dasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Therefore, our philosophy is to please the servant of God. Tad bhitta, bhittasya bhitta. Then it is very nice. The success is. So here it is said that sabhritta rishivakka ritam vidhatum. So Brahma gave him benediction. He asked, sir, I will not die at night. Yes, that's all right. I will not die in daytime, that's all right. I will not die in the sky, that's all right. On the land, that's all right. On the water, that's all right. No animal can kill me, that's all right. No man can, that's all right. So he thought, now I am secure. There is no death. But Krishna is so intelligent that he killed him, not at night, not on day, not in the sky, not on the land, not on the water, not by animal, not by man, all things, ritam. Yes, everything kept. Still you are killed. You are killed in the evening, which you cannot say it is day or night. You are killed on the lap of the Lord, you cannot say it is sky, land or water. He did not kill him with the open weapon, but he killed with his nails. In this way you will find that he kept everything intact, what benediction was given by Lord Brahma, ritam vidhat. Yes. At last, of course, he little chastised Brahma that you should not give such benediction in future. This is botheration for me. But still, he kept his servant's promise intact. The demon was also killed, and the promise given by benediction given by Brahma, everything, that is the action of the Supreme Personality. In one stroke, he is doing so many things. He is saving Prahlad Maharaj, he is killing Hiranyakashipu, He's keeping intact the promise of Brahma, everything. That is God's intelligence. Our intelligence, however diplomatic may be, if we want to do anything, another thing is not managed nicely. But Krishna, that is called all potency. When he does something, in a moment he can adjust everything. Even opposite actions he can adjust. That is Krishna. Therefore he is called all powerful. We cannot do that. So, matrana rakshanam mananta pitur badhascha manne sabhikta rishibakka ritanga vidha. So your incarnation is there for fulfilling so many objectives. And especially, there was challenge by my father taking his sword, karvang pragijya, jajabhuchat asat vidhi. Asat, I shall kill him. This is asat vidhi. To say like that, I shall kill. Nobody can kill anyone. This is asat. I shall give you, I shall kill you, I shall protect you. No, you cannot do anything. Balasya neha saranam pitaro. Nobody can do anything unless it is sanctioned by God. You don't promise anything. Therefore a devotee always says, if Krishna desires, it will be done. That is the fact. That is the fact. So, when Hiranyakashipu was very much proud, unnecessarily challenging Prahlad, that you are not accepting my philosophy, that I am God, you are searching after another God, all right, let me kill you. I see how your God can give you protection. That was his charge. So Prahlad Maharaj knew it, that unless Krishna desires, you cannot kill. Therefore it is asat vidhi. If one is very much proud and challenges the authority of the Supreme, that is asat, that is not sat. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe. Prahlad Maharaj knew it, that you may challenge me, but I know you cannot kill me. He was confident, devotee. All right, I am. He is also challenging. I am challenging. I also challenge. I am standing here. Let me be killed by you. That is not possible. So asat with his truth. Mad haparo abatu kang ra. So it was challenged by the Hiranyakashipu, that you are searching after another God than me. Now I shall kill you. Let me see how another God. This is demonic. The demonic means atheist and unnecessarily, falsely, very much proud of their knowledge. This is demonic. This morning as I was talking, they falsely, the so-called scientists, they are falsely proud and challenge, there is no God, everything. That is a demonic. So, in the Kali Yuga, the demonic spirit is very, very prominent. Everyone is thinking, I am God. So it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to cure all these madmen. Pisachi paile janam atichchanna hoy, mayagrasta jiver sei dasha upar. Pisachi, ghost haunted, a man, he is ghost haunted. He speaks all nonsense. In this age, Kali Yuga, they are mostly like that. They speak all nonsense. We should be careful not to accept their proposal, we shall stick to Krishna consciousness, we shall accept what Krishna says and reject everything. Then we will be saved. Thank you very much.